A lot of parents and churches are naturally concerned about their children. They want so much for what is best for them. They pray that their children will grow up and love the Lord. But should they expect their children to be spiritually minded? Well, especially as they go through the period of what's called adolescence, when they are confronted on every side in their young lives by immorality and materialism and worldliness. So is it possible for there to be spiritually minded youth in our world today? If so, how and why should young people want to focus on developing spiritually? Well, to answer such questions, I would say yes. Many have shown that it is possible. We can look at Old Testament examples for one, Joseph resisting fornication in Genesis 39, verses 7 through 10. There we were, binding sheaves in the field. Then behold, my sheaf arose and also stood upright. And indeed, your sheaves stood all around and bowed down to my sheaf. And his brother said to him, shall you indeed reign over us? Or shall you indeed have dominion over us? So they hated him even more for his dreams and for his words. Then he dreamed still another dream and told it to his brothers and said, look, I have dreamed another dream, and this time the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars bowed down to me. So he told it to his father and his brothers, and his father rebuked him and said, what is this dream that you have dreamed? Shall your mother and I and your brothers indeed come to bow down to the earth before you? So we see here a young man who was trying to be spiritually minded and dreaming the dreams that God had given him. David, fighting for God's honor in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 37. It says, moreover, David said, the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said to David, go, and the Lord be with you. This is when Goliath was confronting the nation of Israel from the Philistine army. And beginning in verse 42, and when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was only a youth, ruddy and good looking. So the Philistine said to David, am I a dog that you come to me with sticks? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field. Then David said to the Philistine, you come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin. But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and take your head from you. And this day I will give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistines to the birds of the air and the wild beast of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Then all this assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with sword or spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. So here's another example of a young man who believed in God, who was spiritually minded. Daniel chose not to defile himself. In Daniel chapter 1 and verse 8, we read that Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Daniel was in captivity in Babylon as an Israelite, and he was not allowed under God's law to eat some of the foods. So he requested of the chief eunuch that he might not defile himself and eat different foods. And then his three friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they refused to worship an idol as young men in a foreign country. In chapter 3 of Daniel, we read Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up. So here's four examples of young people, young men, who were spiritually minded and made the decision not to follow the world, not to give in to the world, but to do what God said. These young men displayed faith and fortitude in their service to God. So I think the answer is yes. Young people can be spiritually minded. There are New Testament examples as well. In Luke chapter 1, we read that a young woman found favor with God and rejoiced in Him, and later became the mother of Christ. In Matthew chapter 18, verses 1 through 6, Jesus talks about the little ones whose faith and humility, and then praised, they were praised by Jesus. Timothy, who despite being young, was able to be an example to others, even older people. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 12. 2 Timothy 2 and verse 22. We need to understand that there is certainly room in God's kingdom for young people when they want to be of service to God. You know, even today, a lot of young people demonstrate by their faith and service that it is possible for there to be spiritually minded people in the young ages. But in answering whether it is possible, we must also say again, yes, but it's not always easy. There is going to be warfare within. The lust of the flesh, which wages war with the soul, is talked about in the pages of the New Testament. Peter would talk about it in 1 Peter 2. Paul would talk about the works of the flesh and the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians chapter 5. Paul also would talk about in 1 Timothy 6 verses 9 through 7 that the lust of the eyes with greed which would drown the soul. The pride of life is talked about in 1 John 2 verses 15 through 17. The arrogance that also pulls someone away from God. Young people will struggle with challenges that destroy even an older person sometimes, a more mature person, but they are not without their challenges just like anyone else. There is the warfare without. So we've talked about the spiritual warfare, but they also have the warfare that comes from without. Peer pressure. This is basically the devil encouraging them to do whatever the world wants them to do. Paul speaks of this in 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 13. The society that we live in, the humanism, the hedonism, the atheism that's promoted in the school systems, not to mention what is on social media that young people seem to be wrapped up in now. The world is a big threat to the young people today. So they are bombarded not only with spiritual matters, but they are bombarded by what the world throws at them. But then there's the challenge or the warfare that they face from without that comes from members in the church. The hypocrisy and apathy of members that are older than them. What they need to see in us who are older is encouragement, truth in our lives. We shouldn't go and pretend to be worshiping God when our heart's not in it, because young people can see through those things. The Revelation letter talks about this in Revelation 2 and Revelation 3. And ultimately, this boils down to influence by the devil, and it weighs heavily upon young people's minds and upon their hearts. They look at people in the church, the older people in the church, parents, grandparents, uncles, aunts, and just other people that they know, and they don't see true Christianity in these people. And I don't really blame them, because they're going to ask the question, if so-and-so, who's been a Christian for many years, is not fully devoted to serving the Lord, then why should I? So we don't need to be part of what's adding to their warfare. So, can young people be spiritually minded when confronted with both warfare from within and without? Well, to answer that, we would have to again say yes. But you need God's help, just as all of us do. We all need God's help in this life. We need God's help to overcome both warfare that comes from within and without. And it is possible, because Paul writes in Philippians 4 and verse 13 and tells us that there is power in Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul would write in Philippians 2 and Ephesians 3 and again in Ephesians 6 that there is help from God. He talks about putting on the whole armor of God, and we need to use every tool that God has given us that is at His disposal. And God stands ready to help the young to be spiritually minded. But we need to use the tools that God has provided. We have His Word, we have prayer, and we have the church. And God provides everything that the young need to be spiritually strong. Now, before we conclude and look at the response to this question, is it possible for there to be spirituality in youth? Well, let me add one more thought. Obviously, the answer is yes. And you need it in your youth to avoid the harvest that is sown by wild oats. Paul says in Galatians 6, verses 7 and 8, that you'll reap what you sow. A lot of young lives, young and old lives, have been ruined by youthful indiscretions, mistakes. We don't need to spend the first half of our life making the second half miserable. We need to gain wisdom that comes from spirituality. And true wisdom comes from God to those who ask in faith. In James 1, verses 5 through 8, James writes, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. But let him ask in faith without doubting." This type of wisdom greatly enhances the quality of life. That's what the proverb writer tells us in Proverbs 3. And wisdom gained early on in our life as a youth ensures a good start and a strong finish in this life. Now, spirituality in youth really is possible. As we've said, there are a lot of young people that have proven this to be true, despite the warfare that they face within and without. And they do this by trusting in the Lord and looking to Him for strength, ensuring that their lives were blessed by God from the very start to the very finish. Young people, let me ask you, do you want the best that life has to offer? Then you need to be like Joseph, Daniel, Mary, and Timothy, and let them be your role models and accept the call to serve God while you are in the prime of your youth. Serve the Lord with all your heart. And if you do that, then you will not be disappointed. I want to thank you for being with me this morning. If you have any questions or disagreements about this lesson, you can look me up on Facebook at Jeff Curtis. You can go to the Eastside Church of Christ Facebook and leave a comment there. Or you can look us up on the website at churchateastside.com. Or you can also join us for our worship services and Bible studies. We'll meet this morning at 9 a.m. for Bible study. We have classes for all ages. We'll have a worship service at 10 a.m. and then again this evening at 5 p.m. We also have a Bible study on Wednesday evenings for our midweek Bible period, and we meet at 7 p.m. at that time. Again, thank you for being with me, and if you have any questions or comments or even disagreements. But as I said in the past, if you have any challenges for me on this, on any Bible topic, then I expect you to bring your Bible with Scripture to back up your objections. Again, I want to thank you for being with me, and I look forward to seeing you next week.